cottage.
Who are all these? I don't mind the dog, George, but I will not have a monkey running loose in the house.
He can sleep in the shed, Mother. Please don't say he can't. Mother, this is Bobby. He ran away from his grandfather who wanted to put his lovely dog to sleep.
Bobby? Bobby Lomond, you mean? Why, he was in the papers today. And a picture of the dog and the monkey, too. Bobby, your grandfather is very unhappy and worried. You were a silly boy to run away just because of an upset. I'm sure your grandfather would never have had your dog destroyed. He only said that in the heat of the moment, when he was very cross.
Mother, I'm sure I should run away if you threatened to do anything to Timmy. So I do understand why Bobby ran away to my island. Well, sailed away.
Oh, so that's who it was on your island last night. Well, well, well. You five do seem to run into adventure, don't you? How did he get there? And what was the light you saw?
I floated on my airbed. Oh, goodness, I've forgotten it. It's still on the island. The light George saw was my torch, I expect. I was looking for somewhere safe to sleep. I never imagined anyone would see the light of a torch in the dark of midnight.
Oh, you don't know George. If anyone happened to strike even a match on her beloved island, she'd be sure to be looking out of the window at that very moment and see the flare. Then we'd all have to go rushing off to find out what it was.
Shut up! It's a good thing I did look out of the window last night. If I hadn't, goodness knows what would have happened to Bobby and the monkey and Chummy. They might have starved to death.
Well, we still had plenty of dog biscuits left. They weren't bad, but very hard. I got Chummy to bite mine in half for me.
Oh, how very disgusting. Now, let's think what is best to do. Is your grandfather on the telephone, Bobby? He is? Good. Write his number on this bit of paper. I'll ring him up at once, and then you can go home. I hope you'll tell him you're sorry for being such a silly boy.
Mother, I've asked Bobby to stay the night. Mother, the monkey's so sweet, you'll love him. And Chummy is marvellous. You should have seen him with Timmy. They were like old friends at once.
Very well. Bobby can stay the night.
If I had a tail, I'd wag it really hard.
Things were soon sorted out. Mrs. Kirin rang up the police to tell them Bobby was safe. Then she rang up his grandfather and told him the news, too. The old man was so relieved he could hardly thank Mrs. Kirin enough.
I wouldn't have had his dog put to sleep. I just said that to make Bobby more careful with Chummy. Now that the dog's grown so big and strong, he must be properly trained and must never bite anyone. Bobby's too easy with him. I'll send the dog to a trainer, and when he comes back, he'll be quite all right, and Bobby can have him again.
That sounds like a very good idea, Mr. Loman. Goodbye. Well, Bobby, your grandfather is going to send Chummy to a trainer.
I just won't let Chummy go to a cruel trainer.
There. You care more for your own feelings than for Chummy's well-being. Don't you want a dog who's safe, even with a small child? Don't you want a dog who'll obey you at once and be a credit to you, like Timmy is to me?
All right, all right. Don't bite my head off. Sounds as if you ought to go to a trainer too, going round snapping at people.
Mother, I don't want Bobby to stay the night after all.
Oh, look at that monkey. He's taken a banana from the dish, and he's peeling it just like a human being. Aunt Fanny, do look. Isn't he sweet?
In the end, Bobby was allowed to stay the night, and slept downstairs in the kitchen on a couch, with Chippy cuddled up beside him and Chummy on his feet. Upstairs, George was in bed with Timmy on her feet, talking about the excitements of the day with Anne.
How's your tooth?
Tooth? What tooth? Oh, the one I had out. Goodness, it does seem ages ago since this morning. I do believe a new one is growing already. I wish I had teeth like Timmy. Snowy white, strong, fierce. I'd like to be able to show my teeth like Timmy when I'm really angry.
Well, you almost manage it now. I say, what's the matter with Timmy? He's pretty restless tonight. Look,
He's gone to the door. He wants to go out.
All he wants is to go and have a talk with Chummy. All right, Tim. You can go down to the kitchen and sleep with Chummy if you like. I suppose you think he might be lonely. My word. I guess he was scared when he had to hide under that wet, smelly seaweed.
Timmy pattered downstairs as soon as the bedroom door was opened. He scraped at the kitchen door, and Bobby got up to open it. He was surprised and pleased to see Timmy, who licked him lavishly, and then went to lie beside the pleased Alsatian. It wasn't often Timmy had a doggy visitor, and he meant to make the most of it. George took one more look out of the window before she got into bed, and then gave a sudden exclamation.
Anne, I do believe there's a light on Kieran Island. Anne, come and look.
Don't be an idiot. You don't think we're going to start this adventure all over again, do you? It's finished, George. Not just beginning. Get back to bed.
It was a light, but only a shooting star. Oh, what a pity. I'd have liked another adventure. Wouldn't you, Anne?
But Anne was fast asleep, dreaming of monkeys, red sandals, seaweed, big dogs, and orange peel. Well, I'm not really surprised at that. Are you?